Welcome back to Sports Today. Tim Broomhead is the NAB Rising Star nomination for Round 11 after a scintillating performance in a big victory over the GWS at the G on the weekend. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Tim, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on board. How are you celebrating the nomination and, of course, a few days off?
Yeah, not a lot planned. Haven't really celebrated it too much this morning, but yeah, just had training as per usual and then haven't really done a lot of stuff. So
sounds like you're just in full. Sounds like you're in recovery mode, as if you've just about woken up from a snooze.
Yeah, well, you'd be about right. Just had a bit of a nap this afternoon. A little bit tired, so I thought I'd catch up on some sleep.
When do you do the review from the big win over the weekend?
Yeah, we had that this morning. Just sort of a light training session, and the review was all done this morning, so rest of the week off, which is nice.
And what was the main message out of the review from the coach?
We sort of, there's always a few things to work on. The four-quarter performance and a couple of things like that, but mainly it was a pretty positive review.
So you've got a few days off. I noticed that the skipper's off to Bali. I take it he's got more than two or three days off.
Yeah, well, we've got country clinics tomorrow. I don't think he has to do that for some reason. So he's knows the right people in the right places.
Sounds like that's what you can do when you're a five-time All-Australian, half a dozen best and fairest, and one of the guns of the competition.
Yeah, you can probably afford to miss a couple of things here and there when you're in his shoes.
Any of the young blokes protest that the skipper's doing this and we've got to do that?
Oh, I think there was a few words said, but nothing too serious. He apparently, he reckons he does a fair bit of other stuff, which has allowed him to get out of this.
You've had a pretty tough time stringing games together since you've been drafted. And of course, you were drafted in that memorable draft along with Brodie Grundy and Ben Kennedy. But you've had a few issues. Your broken jaw in 2012, glandular fever 2013, and then of course last year you broke your wrist in round one after a pretty impressive show.
Yeah. It's been a little bit of a up and down couple of years, but hopefully I can start to be a little bit more consistent now. Obviously, first season was sort of a write-off with the glandular fever, which was a bit of a pain. And then last year, done all the pre-season, then a couple of little injuries, which held me back for about 10 weeks or so. But, yeah, touch wood. No more illness or injuries for at least the rest of this season and can consolidate my spot in the team.
You would have come through the underage programs with a lot of the guys playing for the GWS. How did you see their performance on the weekend, in particular the first half where there was no excuse for injury?
Obviously I haven't really looked too much at their game, but obviously they've had a really good season so far. They've got a lot of good young players, so no doubt they'll be a really good team in years to come. And even this year, I think we're fourth and now fifth going into the game, so They've really come along in leaps and bounds this season, and they're really showing what they'll be able to do in the future.
Yeah, I'm looking into my crystal ball. I see you guys in the next 12 months or more being opponents in a succession of big finals.
It'd be nice. I think this season, I think we've put ourselves in. We can at least say we've sort of ticked off the first half of the season the way we wanted to. I think we're 8-3 now, so we've sort of had a good start to the season. Obviously, we've got some tough games to come after the bye, which will be good to see where we're at and see how we go against the best teams. But, we've had a good start to the season.
Has been a beauty, and we look forward to seeing how you travel against Fremantle Dockers, the side on top of the ladder. We might let you get back to sleep, but we'll congratulate you once again on the NAB Rising Star Award. Well done, young fella.
Yeah, I better try and wake up now.
That's it. Go and see Bucks. Cheers. He'll put a rocket up to you. All the best.
Cheers. See you later.
Tim Broomhead, our Rising Star nomination for Round 11.